Headline in the New York Times, Manhattan apartment prices defy national slide. Did you see it today? Analysis in the New York Sun, not so much. It turns out that even as the average price of an apartment in Manhattan is continuing to rise, the average price in ounces of gold is dropping fast. That's the Sun's angle. So could this mean that even the vaunted New York real estate market is headed for trouble? Well, joining me now to talk dollars, cents, and ounces of bullion are two guests. Peter Schiff, he is president of the brokerage firm Euro-Pacific Capital. He's also the author of a book with the cheery title of Crash Proof, How to Profit from the Coming Economic Collapse, and Sam Chandon, the chief economist at Reis.com, a commercial real estate company. So welcome to both of you. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Who is that?
Peter Schiff.
Sam, you there?
I am here,
okay,
sir. How
just
are you?
Wanted to make sure we had the connection. Let's go over some of these numbers about Manhattan first. Looking at the New York Times article on this today, it says the average price for an apartment reached $1.4 million in the last quarter of 2007, up 17.6% from the fourth quarter of 2006, according to data tracked by the brokerage firm of Prudential Douglas Elliman. And it says many other indicators also show that the Manhattan sales market remains strong. The number of apartment sales jumped by 3.2% compared with the same time period the year before. Apartments sold an average of 18 days faster than they did a year ago, and the inventory of apartments for sale shrunk by 13.5%. Low inventory, you know, obviously tends to push up price. The Times article hangs this largely on prices being pushed to record levels because of the increasing number of apartments selling at the top end of the market above a staggering $10 million per apartment. So do we conclude from this, at least, Sam Chandon, that the rich are still getting richer and they're spending a lot of money on Manhattan apartments?
It's certainly the case that the Manhattan market and the New York market, to some degree, have bucked the national trend in terms of prices, the number of homes and condos that we see for sale. A big part of this, as you've mentioned, is that the supply or the pool of properties that are transacting changes as market conditions change. And what we've seen happen in New York is that we have continued to sell units or transact units that have come to the market under optimal circumstances for their neighborhood or for the type of buyer that's still out there. But that shift has allowed New York to continue to look fairly strong. And again, at the top end of the market, the very high prices for some units skew the mean as compared to the median and sort of bring that average up.
Right. And the Times article did point out that some neighborhoods, Inwood, Hudson Heights, a few others, are down a few points, mm-hmm. even as the top tier has gone up by in some cases, 17%. Now, Peter, you're quoted in the New York Sun analysis. So explain this theory. What's the relationship between gold and the Manhattan real estate market?
Yeah, well, first of all, one of the things you have to understand is when you're measuring prices using U.S. dollars, you get a false sense of what's happening because the dollar itself is losing so much value. It's like if you try to measure your height using a ruler with only 10 inches, you might come to the false conclusion that you're growing. And so if you price Manhattan real estate or anything in that matter in terms of real money, gold bullion, you can see what's actually happening, and you can see that prices are falling and falling sharply. And I expect that to continue. In fact, I think the peak-to-trough decline in Manhattan real estate will be in excess of 90% if you price it in terms of gold. Now, the real estate market in the city is in a bubble. And if you remember, you know, when the NASDAQ bubble burst in 2000, in March of 2000, when the market really burst, in August of 2000, there were still many internet stocks that went on to make new highs before collapsing by over 90%. So just because we've defied the national trend up until now doesn't mean that the laws of economics are going to be forever absent in New York. And I think when you take a look at the tremendous losses that are occurring on Wall Street, and these losses are going to get bigger over the next year or two, you're going to see a lot of layoffs over the next year, and you're not going to see anything like the bonuses at the end of 08 that you saw at the end of 07. And I think that's going to do a lot to undermine the real estate market. Plus, you're going to see a lot of other layoffs in New York, in the advertising industry, and in other areas of the city's major employers, and that's going to put a lot of downward pressure on prices.
And we'll see if that comes to pass. But can you explain a little more in detail that relationship that you referred to between real estate prices and gold? You said real estate prices are not going up as much as they appear to be when they're taken in relation to gold.
Well, sure. Actually falling. If you price Manhattan real estate in another currency, let's say the Canadian dollar or the euro or the Australian dollar or the Swiss franc, you can see that real estate prices are in fact declining. And the decline is even greater if you price it in gold. But you can price real estate in terms of oil, in terms of soybeans or wheat. I mean, just about any other commodity or currency that you want to measure real estate against, it's losing value. It's only when you measure it against the dollar, which is losing even more value than real estate, you come to the false conclusion that real estate is rising.
Sam Chandon, what do you think of that theory and
putting
that relationship?
Yeah, I think there are a couple of things there. One is it's certainly the case in the New York Times article does point this out. There isn't a strong expectation of further price appreciation over the course of the next year, the next 2 years in the condo market like what we've seen over the last couple of years. So it's absolutely the case. I think we agree that there'll be a slowdown in terms of price appreciation. As for this issue around the value of gold or some other store of value, it's absolutely the case that when there is anxiety in the market, we tend to see commodity prices rise. We've seen it in oil. We've seen it in gold. One of the things that we have to keep in mind is that we've had a lot of foreign investment in the New York market, in the office space, in the multifamily space, because in their currencies, it is true that these assets look cheaper when they're buying in euros or when they're buying in Canadian dollars.
They don't just look cheaper, but when you're they are cheaper.
Yeah, when you talk about a market like the condo market, where the vast majority of buyers are earning in dollars and spending in dollars and buying these assets in dollars, financing their mortgages in dollars, for the consumer in the New York market, it's absolutely the case that they're thinking about this in terms of their currency.
Americans are getting poor as a result of the weakening dollar. You know, everything is costing more. Food costs more. Energy costs more. But, you know, I'm opening up a new office of Euro Pacific Capital in New York, in Manhattan. And so I went into the Manhattan market thinking about potentially getting a condo, a corporate apartment down there. And so I looked a lot at the rental markets, and I looked at what the prices were. And I can tell you that there were a number of quality apartments for rent, and the rents that I would have been required to pay, and I decided not to take the apartment for now. I decided to opt for hotels.
Mm-hmm.
But the rents that I was looking at were a fraction of what it would cost me to buy. I mean, prices would still have to fall by more than 50% in Manhattan to make the cost of buying attractive relative to the cost of renting. I mean, so you can see, based on any objective measure of value, that prices are just much too high.
I think that it's true that there's been an erosion of affordability both in the New York market as well as in other markets around the country as we've seen house prices and condo prices go up. There's still a lot of reasons why it might make sense for an individual person in the market to buy.
Why? When you can rent for so much less. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And when you realize that the prices that we have in real estate are a function of the lax lending standards that are disappearing from the marketplace. So when you start to see, you know, all these adjustable rate mortgages over the next few years resetting, and you start to see lenders who can no longer find a secondary market for these mortgage-backed securities, when you see lenders requiring 20 and 30% mm-hmm. down payments again,
oh, sure.
and you see, you know,
right.
30 weight.
Well, you know what, let me jump in here and ask a follow-up question. I mean, I don't even know if it's necessarily good for the average New Yorker if home prices keep going up. But if the dollar is so devalued now, which obviously it is compared to the euro and some other currencies and compared to gold, why wouldn't that continue to put upward pressure, Peter, on the value or at least the price in dollars of New York real estate? Because if people in Europe, let's say, think that they can get a bargain on Manhattan real estate because the dollar is so cheap, then why wouldn't that give them incentive to buy more and more here?
A couple reasons. First of all, if they feel the dollar still has a long way to fall, if the decline is not over, and the dollar does have a long way to fall, I think the dollar could lose another 40 or 50% of its value from here over the next few years. So as foreigners start to, you know, look at that possibility, it makes real estate look less attractive. And also, not only is the price of buying a condo coming down, but the cost of renting a hotel is coming down. And if you happen to live in Europe or Asia, I mean, how much time are you really going to spend in the city? Do you really need to own an apartment apartment when there's plenty of hotels that you can rent? It doesn't really make any sense. The only reason that foreigners would really want to buy a condo, in New York, would be if they thought there was some investment merit in it. They thought, well, yes, I want to use it occasionally when I go to New York, but I'm really buying it because I think I'm going to make money. Mm-hmm. But when they start to factor in the losses that they can anticipate on the foreign exchange, plus the fact that real estate prices are still too high, even in dollars, and are likely to fall, and they look at all the costs of ownership, the taxes, the condo fees and all that, it makes no sense.
Sam?
Yeah, I think that it's true that there are going to be the number of investors from abroad who are going to look at buying a single condo in New York as a viable investment alternative are going to be few and far between. But it's exactly for that reason that the argument about gold and commodity prices as denominated in sort of other currencies as well as in dollars is of limited relevance. I think we have to look very carefully at who the buyers are for individual real estate opportunities for homes and for condos in the New York market, and whether the pricing in the market makes sense for them. And that is an entirely separate issue. And it's, there is certainly a number of issues around, there being too much liquidity in mortgage markets and there being pressure on prices. But that housing market issue is a separate one from what is going on with the dollar, what is going on with gold, which has a lot to do with anxiety in the market, our current fiscal position.
Remember, if you go back to, and I've been very, active in warning people about the problems in the housing bubble. But if you go back a couple years ago, the arguments that were being made in Miami were very similar to the arguments that are being made today for New York. It was going to be the tremendous influx of European and South American buyers that were going to keep prices in Miami and southern Florida rising forever. And now, of course, you can see that prices are 40 or 50% below where they were 2 years ago.
We're going to run out of time in a minute. But, Peter, I'm curious about the larger context of your book, Crash Proof, How to Profit from the Coming Economic Collapse. Obviously, you're very pessimistic. Collapse is a strong word. What do you see as the larger likely collapse, and how does one actually profit from that?
Well, sure. I mean, basically, in my book, I mean, the premise is that the U.S. economy is a bubble because it's based on on consumer debt. We borrow money from the world to buy imported products, and we have a phony economy, and that ultimately that was going to collapse as the dollar went down and foreigners no longer wanted to finance American consumption. I think that's coming to an end, and I have a chapter in my book regarding the real estate bubble, and I wrote it, a year and a half, 2 years ago, and the book came out in February of 06. But it pretty much predicted exactly what just transpired over the last 6 months to a letter. And so, when I wrote the book, it was a forecast. Now it's a history lesson. But there's a lot in that book that hasn't totally come true yet. And I think the unraveling of our economy is going to take place over the next couple of years. And, part of the thesis is that we're going to have a very substantial recession. We're going to have a lot of unemployment, very high inflation, as we have to transition from a consumer and borrowing-based economy back to a savings and production-based economy. And in that type of recession...
And if I can add one more point,
we're almost out of time, but Sam, you're chief economist for a real estate company, so I don't know if you're looking at as big a picture as Peter does, but do you tend to agree?
We do look at the very broad economy as well as how the broader economy impacts commercial real estate in the United States. And I guess my point here is that we're obviously heading into a period of slower economic growth, the potential for an economic contraction. And any time the economy falters or slows down, it's very difficult for consumers as well as businesses. And I would just caution against taking an alarmist position at this point.
Peter, you've had your say a lot. Sam, just take me one step deeper into your reaction. The premise of Peter's argument seems to be that our economy is so much based on debt, consumer debt and U.S. indebtedness to other countries, which makes it a bubble. Do you want to argue against the severity of that?
Mm-hmm. I would, in the sense that there's a question about the order of magnitude. It is no doubt that household debt levels, the federal debt level, there are a number of structural issues with the economy that that are putting some pressure on us right now. And there are things that we'll grapple with over the course of the slowdown. I don't think it would be fair, and I think it's probably outside the consensus view amongst economists and certainly the Federal Reserve, to characterize it as creating the potential for an unraveling of the economy.
Yeah, sure. Well, most of my forecasts have been outside the consensus, but they've all been dead right on just about everything from, you know, housing to gold to oil to commodities to the dollar.
Now we're going to have to go in.
So all my forecasts have come true, and of course they've all been in the minority or outside the conventional wisdom when I made them. Most people, unfortunately, cannot see the reality. They're too tied up in these bubbles.
Peter,
you know,
I have to leave it there, and we're going to go live in that future now and see how much of your prediction comes true. Peter Schiff is the president of the brokerage firm Euro Pacific Capital and author of the book Crash Proof, How to Profit from the Coming Economic Collapse. Sam Chandon is chief economist at Reese, a commercial real estate company. We thank both of you. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay tuned.